is the message of the Blessed Virgin Mary and Jesus to the world through the seer Veronica Lucan on the eve of the feast of St. Joachim and St. Anne, July 25th, in the year of our Lord, 1979. We are at the Vatican Pavilion grounds, Flushing Meadow Park, Flushing, Long Island.
Gradually, there is a beautiful stream of light coming from the center, not one stream, but I should say streams of light coming from the center of the sky directly over Our Lady's statue. Now, the sky is opening up. There's no way I can put it into human language or words to explain the way the sky just rolls back as though it were a curtain or a veil, and it's just evaporating, and directly over Our Lady's statue high in the sky, I can see Our Lady coming through the sky. She's coming through quite fast because now I can see her feet. Our Lady has on very dainty slippers. They're not slippers, I should really call them sandals, because they are gold with two V-shaped inserts over her ankles, and the gold band I can see about her ankles that hold them on, I would suppose. Our Lady is dressed all in white, she has, though, a very wide blue sash about her waist. All about Our Lady's mantle, there is a trimming, an edge in gold that I would say is approximately about an inch and a half wide. It goes all about Our Lady's mantle, around her head and down to her feet. Our Lady has her hands joined together in prayer like this, and she has her beautiful rosary, the very huge beads that have the golden Our Father and the white Hail Mary beads upon her fingers. They're draped over her closed hands like this, pointing upward in prayer. Now Our Lady is just about, I would say, 3 feet over her statue. She's come in very, very close this evening. Our Lady now is taking her rosary, the rosary with the beautiful golden crucifix, and she's making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Our Lady is smiling very quietly. There is a deep peace, but yet a sadness about Our Lady this evening. She's looking about her now, and she's now placing the crucifix in her left hand and touching her lips with the first finger of her right hand, which means to listen. My child and my children, I don't think it necessary for me to go into a long discourse on the state of your world, the spiritual state. Needless to say, man now, through his own volition, has covered the whole world in deep spiritual darkness. In the plan of the Eternal Father, there are candles of light, pockets of knowledge in the hearts of those chosen by the Eternal Father to maintain the truth of the faith. This knowledge must include tradition. I say unto you as your mother that the Eternal Father is most displeased by the manner in which you conduct yourselves, O clergy, and also all laymen, the manner in which you conduct yourselves during the holy sacrifice of my son. Less and less respect and honor is being given to the Eucharist. How much longer can my tears flow over you, my heart be torn again and again, as I see my children progressing farther into spiritual darkness, giving themselves over to all manners of sin. Sins of the flesh are daily sending many souls into damnation, hell. Do not listen to the false prophets who go throughout your world now, saying and printing and publicizing errors, stating there is no place of punishment. I assure you, my children, before a soul can enter heaven, the eternal kingdom of light, that soul must be as pure as a snowflake before it enters into your world's atmosphere to become contaminated. As the human being living upon earth becomes contaminated of body and soul. My children, I have warned you in the past, and I counsel you now as your mother to beware of those who come to you as angels of light. They are deceived, or they are outright agents of hell. Protect your homes. Do not allow this evil to enter your homes to contaminate the souls of your children. Parents must give warning to their children to beware of other youths who approach them upon the streets. My children, the book of life, your Bible, has been rewritten, written to suit the modes of modernism and humanism. Satan also can quote the scriptures. And you must understand that Satan will cover himself with divine deception by appearing through human beings as angels of light. In one hand they hold the Bible, but in the other a dagger akin to Satanism. My children, you must all pray a constant vigilance of prayer. I know that the message from heaven has reached all the corners of earth, and I ask that each and everyone who hears my voice, who reads the message from heaven, to become a disciple of your God and go about, whether it be on foot or by pen. Do not become discouraged because of the actions of those who discredit their vocation. My children, yes, I have asked you to pray for your bishops, your cardinals, your priests. They are human beings and they too can fall. They do not have a special passport to heaven. Without your prayers, they will fall also. Now Our Lady is pointing over to her right side, the left side of the sky, and I see a very large ball forming. It looks like a globe of the world, but strangely, it has like a wick on the top. And now coming out of the sky, I see a very comical-looking figure. I think he's comical, and then again, he's kind of frightening. His face is extremely fat, and his teeth are huge. But he looks like an Oriental of some kind. He's smiling in a very strange way. I notice he's short and has like a stubby type of body, but he's grinning in a very evil-looking way. As he stands with his hands behind him, he's looking about now, and it looks as though he's waiting for something. Oh, my goodness. Now he's bringing out from behind his back what appears to be a long tapered candle. And he's reaching up now. The candle has a light on it. It looks like he's about to touch the wick on the bomb. It looks like a bomb, but it looks like the world with a wick sticking out of it. Oh, my goodness. He's a very... I don't know who he is. I don't recognize him. But he's an Oriental and has very large teeth. And the grin, even the way he's grinning, makes his teeth very kind of prominent. But he has, I must say, gives you a feeling of fright because his smile is very evil. Now I can see them. It's as though a veil is being placed over the scene. Our Lady is moving over closer to our left side, her right side. My child and my children, I have given you now sight of what is to be soon. You will understand in the near future, my children, and you, my child, will not reveal the writing beneath it. Look now, remember, but do not repeat.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit.
Remember, my child, Look, remember, but do not repeat. My child and my children, you must pray constantly. And I ask now a special, urgent concentration of the Order of the Benedictines to send out the message of Saint Benedict to all, including their medal cast by the thousands for reasons that man cannot understand. This medal will be worn by all, for without it, great calamity will fall upon an individual. There will be accidents that are not accidents. Great catastrophes of nature. But I assure you, my children, as I counseled you in the past, you will wear your sacramentals and you will keep the monuments, the statues in your homes. I ask you as your mother too, not to give in or give up in this struggle to retain a semblance of my the church of my son upon earth. You will speak out and continue to approach the clergy in your parish. The monuments, the statues must remain. All honor must be given to my son in the Eucharist. Man must kneel. My son's house is the house of God and a house of prayer, and it must not be turned into a meeting hall. You shall not win souls, and neither shall you enter heaven when you use humanism and modernism and change as your approach. Heaven gave you a full plan for the redemption of souls. You will not change this plan to suit the basic carnal nature of man. The enemies of God have entered even upon my son's church. Will you not come forward as disciples of these last days and fight for my son to retain his church? Bishops, cardinals, if you do not love my son, have you no vestige of fear? Do you think you will stand before him and say that your teaching has been pure in his sight? He shall cast you aside as the vipers you have become in the destruction of souls. He shall cast you into the abyss, an eternal damnation. You fool no one. The Eternal Father has been most patient. Now Our Lady is taking her rosary and making the sign of the cross like this, with the golden crucifix, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I bless you all, my children, for the Eternal Father, my Son, and the Spirit of Light. Continue with your prayers, my children. They are sorely needed. Could I take you with me in my travels throughout your earth? You would constantly do your daily chores upon your knees. Victim souls are needed. There must be victim souls, for the balance is uneven. And when this balance falls heavily to the left, there will be much gnashing of teeth and woe set upon the earth. The great woes are about to start, my children. Pray constantly. Wear your sacramentals, I repeat. Keep a firm foundation of faith in the hearts of your children, or your hearts will break. My child, you will continue to make contacts in your local area in the manner I have directed you. Yes, my child. We expect much of you. The strength will be given to you through the light. Cascading of color, pink, similar to the pink about the trees now, but they're coming in direct rays down onto the ground directly from the center of the sky. The sky is opening up too in a very mysterious way. I can't put it into human language how the sky rolls away like there's something just beyond what we can see. And Jesus is coming forward. He has nothing upon his feet, not even sandals this evening. I can see the wounds on his insteps now as he's coming down. He's very close too. He's approaching Our Lady's statue like Our Lady was this evening. Jesus has on an egg colored, not exactly white, but sort of a beige gown, very, very loose, and tied about the waist with a cord that looks like it might be a piece of like animal skin about an inch wide. It looks like sort of like leather, but a lighter color. And he has a cape. Jesus is wearing this burgundy-colored cape. His hair is streaming down loosely, and it's a little windy. Jesus is turning now to the right, to his right and left, and he's smiling. His face is very brilliant. It's very difficult to look into Jesus' face because of the tremendous light that's coming out from him, all about him. It's a light that's so bright that I'm certain without the grace of the Eternal Father I would be blinded because the light is so brilliant. Now Jesus is placing his hand out like this with his two fingers forward and the thumb extended like this and making the sign of the cross. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is placing his first fingers to his lips, which means to listen and repeat. My child and my desperate children, my heart bleeds for you, for I know full well the terrible trials that have beset many of you. Your pleas for understanding and help do not go by unanswered. My children, our foremost request is that you concentrate not on the material, but on the spiritual welfare of your eternal soul. Yes, we can send to you material gains, physical health, and other requests for happiness. But my children, you must understand that first and above all, you must request health of the spirit. As the darkness deepens upon your earth, your world will appear to many like insanity has set upon it. Murders will increase. Accidents called freak of natures. Accidents that are not accidents. Children will continue to rise up against their parents, being encouraged by their schools, their teachers, their news medias, and all of the medias that have been well planned to seduce the souls of your children. And the master behind these medias is Lucifer and his agents from hell, walking now in human form. My children, as long as you reject the existence of the supernatural, you cannot be saved. If you do not recognize the existence of a world beyond your human eyes to see, you will not be saved, for you cannot fight them. There are demons now loosed upon earth. All hell now is upon earth, with Lucifer as their head, known as the army of Satan, the prince of darkness. Lucifer was a murderer from the beginning, and he will be a murderer to his end. Many of you, even clergy in my church, my house upon earth, are selling their souls to get to the head. And for what? There is not one human being upon earth that must not die, that will not die. Each and every living creature upon earth will die sooner or later. The body will die, but your spirit will not. Your spirit will live with full consciousness, passing over into judgment. I have requested many times that the word death be applied only to the human body. For man, as created in the image of his God, there is no death. If he will accept the commandments of his Creator and live his life upon earth as requested and directed by his Creator, man with his free will can also reject the beckonings of heaven and fall victim willingly or unknowingly to Satan. Those who go into the web of Lucifer unknowingly can be brought out through the charity and prayers of another. My child and my children, can you not understand what has happened as man denies the existence of purgatory? There are souls now thirsting for your prayers to be released, but many years had been added on to their sentence of purging because there was no one to pray for them or do acts of penance for them, of reparation. Are there so few among you? And this I apply to my clergy. You have brothers in your vocation who have been forgotten. Are there so few among you that cannot bring the balm, the waters of charity from your heart, your prayers to sprinkle upon the thirsting lips of those who suffer in purgatory? No, you prefer to cast this knowledge aside. You no longer recognize sin, for it has become a way of life upon earth. Unless you restore my house, my church, to its former glory, your doors will close. Your clergy will be persecuted, and only a remnant shall be left. Is this what you want? You who consort and try to form a socialistic church upon earth? No angels are building it with you. They are demons. My children, you will all keep a constant vigilance of prayer in your homes, in your churches. The enemies of God are multiplying. In the past, many saints were sent to you to prepare you and warn you of these present days that you live in. But who took heed of their counsel? And now my mother wanders upon earth, and who takes heed of her counsel? How long do you think I shall stand by and allow you to defame her? I shall not much longer allow my mother to be victimized by you. My children, I ask for victim souls. I ask, is your God for penance and atonement? Avoid the occasions of sin. Protect your children. The time given in prayer and penance, the unity of the family, will remain intact. Take from your homes diabolical literature. It's an abomination in the eyes of your God for parents to have pornography in their homes. They warp the minds of the young and shut the kingdom of heaven from them. The doors remain closed. Penance will be sent upon the world. In the mercy of the Eternal Father, a heavy penance will be sent upon many. My children, before this battle of the stairs is over, you will all recognize the value of suffering. If you do not bow your knees before your God, you shall be brought down forcefully to your knees, clergy, laymen, forcefully to your knees. My mother has been coming to you as a mediatrix between God and man. She sends you and strews among you many roses Many have thorns. The thorns are always with the roses. And you will always find, my child and my children, the cross beneath the roses. The road to heaven is the way of the cross. Take up your cross and follow me. The way is narrow, and very few remain on it. Many are called, but few can be chosen. Remain constant, my children. Fidelity. Remain faithful and true, and you will be saved. Now Jesus is placing his hand in front of him like this and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is coming down behind Jesus. I didn't notice that she was standing high up in the sky. And she's standing now. She's crossing over to Jesus' right side. And they're now going across the sky over to our left. Jesus is smiling. Very beautiful. The light is tremendous. It's tremendous trying to look into it. And Jesus is bending forward now and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Our Lady is smiling and she's nodding to Jesus and they're going across the sky. Now I see behind that Michael, I didn't notice him before, but the light was so bright I just couldn't see him standing across the sky. He covers the whole left side of the sky. His wings now, they're, for some reason, they're outspread. And he does have wings that are tremendous. I call them wings, but I haven't found a word more beautiful. They're very downy, soft. There's no way I can explain it. The word wings does not explain what this is that Michael has on his back. They're just beautiful, downy, soft, like weightless. I can't explain it. Now, he also has on, Michael has a long white gown, but boy, he's huge. Now Our Lady and Jesus have reached their left side, our right side over the trees, and Jesus now is bending over and making the sign of the cross in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Now Jesus is turning to his right and Our Lady is following behind him. Now he's nodding there and now they're almost in the center of the sky. Now Jesus and Our Lady are standing there and Jesus is looking over and nodding. My child and my children, you will continue now with your prayers of atonement. Veronica, my child, my mother will direct you from your home. You will not be leaving the house very often, my child. You must accept the cross we send upon you.